It is that time again for our regular Tuesday afternoon feature, the Hair and Scalp Disorders program. This is the program. This is the feature. We give you a little of everything. We want all of us to better take care of ourselves. And this feature is to help us to take care of our hair. How about that? And joining us in studio is trichologist. That's what you call someone who studies hair, who is into hair, right? She's trichologist, T-R-I-C-H-O-L-O-G-I-S-T, trichologist. Dr. Hyacinth Oates, good afternoon. Good to have you back in studio with us.
Good afternoon, Durban. It's good to be back here.
Great. Thank you so much. Dr. Hyacinth Oates is, well, she operates from the Trichotherapy Hair Center, which is at 22 Westminster Road. That's off Eastwood Park Road in Halfway Tree. And we are on to Time Flies. This is our third episode.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's talk now. There's this thing called, let's see now. As we welcome you, those of you tuning in for the first time, welcome. Any questions at all you have about hair and scalp disorders, this is the feature, this is the program, this is the time, sponsored by the Trichotherapy Hair Center. And the aim really is to inform and educate you about hair care and its importance to your health. As we've indicated, Dr. Hyacinth Oates is with us, trichologist and educator from the Trichotherapy Hair Center. And today, Dr. Oates, now you have to help me here. Let's see. We'll be talking about traction alopecia,
yes,
and attraction folliculitis. And oh, I love this. Let me do it again. Traction alopecia and traction folliculitis.
Yes.
And of course the treatments. What on earth, first of all, is traction alopecia?
Durban, I am sure you're a very observant person.
Yes.
And you would have seen a number of women,
uh-huh,
and some children.
Careful how you say that now.
And well,
it's okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Them, yes. Yes. Uh-huh. With receding hairlines.
Oh, yes. And I'm wondering, does that have anything to do with the weave, if the weave is too tight or something like that?
Exactly.
Yes.
But we have now reached an epidemic,
really,
phase with this. Almost every single person that you can possibly walk by,
yes,
they have a problem with hair loss.
So maybe need to call in some of the hairdressers then to say, hey,
well,
is that the main reason though? Is the tightness
these are
of the
contributory factors?
Oh, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, I did a survey some time ago.
Yes.
And I actually had to call the hairdressers to find out what they thought for the article that I was writing, what they thought was the most prevalent hair loss problem.
Yes.
And out of 38 salons, 34 says traction alopecia.
Mm.
And indeed, of course, I agree.
Yes.
Because
yes,
this is a problem that we all have.
Right.
When you are in the salon, you will see people come in and they want a certain service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hair replacement or hair extensions is the wear it all now.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why persons prefer that is because going natural, people are under the assumption that natural hair is very easy to care for.
Yeah.
It's the total opposite to that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get the hair done, when they have their extensions applied, the hairdressers, without realizing it, do not consider the tension aspect that adding the artificial extensions to the hair will have on it.
Oh.
And Durban, those heads, once it is done,
mm-hmm,
some people have it on there for 4 weeks,
mm-hmm,
which is not too bad considering,
yes,
but 8 weeks and 3 months with that hair in that fixed position.
Yeah, that's why we see the women going like this. Yeah.
That is mostly because of the scratching that takes place, itching of the scalp.
Oh.
Because when you have the extensions on, majority of them really and truly do not adhere to cleansing scalp. as often as is needed.
Also, even with the hair, the extension, etc., they still need to clean the scalp.
Right. To prevent them from going into that buildup of debris and flakes and extra product that they're using on the hair.
So is there anything else that causes that receding hairline of women? Is that
tension,
the main cause?
Yeah. Well, you have two different receding hairlines.
Right.
You have one in the crown, which is the female pattern hair loss, similar to yours there.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, but whereas you can shave, and some of the women shave off theirs.
Yes.
But whereas you can shave in order to blend in,
right,
and it looks fine,
right,
most women really and truly want to see their hair. Yeah. Not only that, their husbands and the male in their lives really do want to see them with hair.
I see.
So it is not the easiest of things to be contending with having hair but no hairlines.
Okay.
And it has gotten to the stage where the young folks mostly are using a color that they leave on the scalp to disguise that baldness.
Receipt. Oh.
Right. So you have temporal hair loss where the pulling of it, and you know that starts from childhood, from mommy pulling up the hair and putting all the
bubbles and the
bubbles
clips
and all. Yes. And keeping it in the hair for so long. And the folliculitis now is when they do this on children, and it comes up with an irritation of the follicle that displays itself now. Infection.
So what's the follicle? That's the hair itself?
Where the hair comes through.
Oh.
The follicle is where the opening.
The opening
in the skin
through which the hair grows.
The hair. Yes.
I see.
And that comes up with pus. And that's to tell you that there's an infection.
Mm.
And that can lead, that's where we have now an infected follicle.
So that would have been caused by the same
pulling.
Tension?
The pulling. It's the pulling.
Yeah, because sometimes I see some people combing the little hair. Girl's hair and they're
they pull and fix it. When they twist, they twist it so tight that it brings up bumps on it.
Oh.
And then some of those bumps become infected and you get pustules.
Ouch.
And that is one of the reasons why I had to tie these two in.
It makes sense.
Together.
So how do you treat, what kind of treatment do you administer at the Trichotherapy Center at 22 Westminster Road off Eastwood Park Road?
Well, for treatment, let me say prevention first.
Okay, sure, right. Go ahead.
In order for us to minimize the impact of this, they have to understand that when you're braiding, you are when you're weaving, it can't be for 3 months. So make it tight because I do not want it to pull out too quickly, right? It has to be, you should not have the extension in for longer than 3 weeks.
Okay, did you hear
three
that?
To 4 weeks.
Oh, to all our female listeners out there?
Yes.
That you shouldn't have these extensions in for longer than 4 weeks.
Yes.
4 weeks maximum.
Maximum.
Maximum 4 weeks. Yes.
Because what is happening here now, because it's in that fixed position for so long, that is where you get the pulling of the hair from the prematurely. From the follicle.
Oh, I'm seeing it now.
Yes.
I'm getting it. Yes, yes.
So when you have it in a fix, even people who lock, you will notice that after a period of, after years of locking, and they have the hair down to their
buttocks,
back, you will find that they do have a thinning. It could be a female pattern thinning, which is hormonal, or a male pattern thinning, which is male pattern hair loss, or you could just have traction, too much weight, that extra weight is pulling on the hair, and you will find that they have a thinning there as well.
Yeah, the imagery is quite palpable.
Right.
Yes, thank you for that. But of course, from the outset, the hairdressers, the braiders, they need to know.
Understand.
And well, if the customer is empowered, then the customer should be able to say to the client must be able to say to the hairdresser, look, please don't make it too tight.
Yes.
And they must be able to tell
how tight it is. But Durban, you must understand, we have empowered our clients and patients. Well, in the clinic for trichology, mm-hmm. we have the power.
Right.
Because they come to us for advice and for treatment and for education.
Got you.
When you're in the salon, however, the patient, the client has more. They'll tell you, I want it so.
Oh.
And they tend to want to dictate to the stylist that this is what they want.
Got you.
So if they don't get it fixed and tight and all of that, what we are trying to do now is to further educate our cosmetologist
mm-hmm.
so that they can educate the patient, the client,
yes.
to let them know. But if you have it this way, this is going to be the outcome.
Right.
Instead of just allowing them to dictate, because it would not be at the end of the day in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And they are professional cosmetologists and braidists who does an excellent job.
Yes.
In knowing what about, the tension that you have to apply mm-hmm. to this type of styles for the hair. At the clinic,
mm-hmm.
we have to use herbs.
Right.
Stimulation is key.
Yes.
Because sometimes you will say there is no hair, or the hair that is coming through the follicle is very fine
mm-hmm.
and sometimes dead straight. This is where I have to make sure that diet is balanced.
Oh, so we come back to the diet.
Which we talked about.
Yeah.
Right. Because if we are trying to stimulate blood flow,
mm-hmm.
we have to feed the hair as well. So we stimulate. We use the UV lights for deep stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
We can use the laser. It depends on how traumatized the scalp is or the skin is.
Mm-hmm.
Massage goes a long way, and I have to teach the patient how to continue the process when they're away from me. Because people are not able to come daily.
Yes.
So if they come once per week, in between that, education is key. So on a daily basis, we have essential oils that they can use in order to bridge the gap. We have shampoos without any preservative.
Yes, that would make the situation worse than it.
Right.
Got you. One moment, please, Dr. Mm-hmm. Oates. We're out of time, but we need to take a break and then come back and wrap. You're listening to the Hair and Scalp Disorder program here on Both Sides of the Story, Power 106 FM, with trichologist Dr. Hyacinth Oates.